我要请他做一个强有力的为主的见证。这个不是他的见证，是他的家父、他的父亲、领导弟兄已经回到主那里去的见证。那么我为什么我要这样讲？因为我有一个问题啊，最近有听到有一个见证，那么这个是领导弟兄的见证啊。我们知道领导弟兄他后来他是生病啊，离开主到主那里去。他生前传福音爱主，那么生前也祷告能医治人的疾病。可是人地上的人，湖北的人问他一个问题：你可以为人祷告得着医治，主你生病，主耶稣为什么不医治你？那么请林弟兄给我们一个简单的见证跟回答。
其实我也跟弟兄姐妹有过分享，这也是对我很大的激励了。
I have shared this before with brothers and sisters, and it really encourages me.
我记得我父亲回去不久，他开始就听那个良友电台的信息。
And I remember my father, after he returned to China, he listened to a message on the radio.
他后来就给我写一封信。
And he wrote me a letter.
他说神在他里面有催逼，让他出来去传福音。
And he said, God has urged him to preach the gospel.
他说他现在知道的还太少。
But right now, he didn't know too much.
他只能是一边在电台听，然后就一边去传福音。
And he was listening to the radio as he started preaching the gospel.
每天大概有五六个小时在电台听做笔记祷告。
Every day there is about spent about five hours to listen to the radio and preach the gospel and also taking notes.
他自己说这是穷人的孩子早当家。
And he was saying that this is his.He was. he's a poor child.
Well, 但是我觉得神实在是那个丰丰富富的加添给他。
But I know that the Lord was giving to him an abundance.
有一天他在上面祷告。
One day he was praying.
有一个人就提着烟啊酒啊去看他。
And somebody brought him alcohol and tobacco.
然后那个人已经是那个家里的家产都花在他的治病上了。
And he always spent all his money on this.
他是在那个喉癌的那个你他是得了喉癌。
He has a cancer of the throat.
然后他就找了很多医生，也花了很多钱，但是就治不好。
And he had talked to a lot of doctors and spent a lot of money.
然后他听说我父亲信了耶稣。
And he heard that my father believed in Jesus.
他就以为是信了哪方的一个新的神仙。
And he thought it was another one of those gods.
所以他就听别人介绍，就来看他。
So they introduced him to go see him.
我父亲就为他祷告。
And my father prayed for him.
然后也没有收他的烟酒。
And did not accept the alcohol and tobacco.
就给他传福音。
But preached the gospel to him.
后来这个人就慢慢的就好了。
And this person slowly he actually recovered.
然后他就跟我父亲一起去去在那边侍奉。
And he went and started to serve with my father.
这件事当然就是说对这个人来说是得到了医治。
And in this matter, this person was healed.
但我父亲我跟他谈的时候，他说其实对他的影响更大。
But my father said it actually affected him more.
他说他知道他所信的神是真的。
Because he knows the God that he believes in is true.
弟兄姐妹还记得旧约里面讲的那他们是怎么去试探神，怎么坚固他们的。
And brothers and sisters, you probably remember in the Old Testament how the Israelites tested God.
然后后来他就我父亲在他侍奉的到了其实是他侍奉的很高峰期了，就很多人也因他的传福音信主了。
And in my father's serving, a lot of people came to Christ.
然后他自己也被诊断得了癌症。
And he also had cancer.
然后很多弟兄也为他祷告。
And many brothers and sisters prayed for him.
然后也有很多弟兄姐妹去常常问他。
And many brothers and sisters asked him,
就说你为什么祷告能够使别人得医治，神为什么不听你的祷告让你也得医治呢？
Why did God heal the person that you pray for but didn't heal you?
他自己的回答我非常受激励。
And I was very encouraged by his answer.
那个时候他说如果是他就跟弟兄姐妹他没有直接正面的回答这个问题。
He did not answer this question directly.
他说如果我们信了耶稣我们凡事顺利也不生病的话。
If we believe in Christ and everything was smooth and does not get sick.
那信耶稣可能也轮不到我们。
And maybe it's notThen up to us to believe.
那可能得认知排队，可能还得花钱。
Or then you may have to stand in line or have to pay.
就是说看谁送的红包多，谁就可以信耶稣了。
Or maybe whoever gives more money can believe in Christ.
因为这都是世人所最向往的事情了。
Because these are all things that we people in this world go after.
所以在他那个时候他就想着就是说神还留他在世上一天他就抓紧那个时间去传福音。
So he said that if God give him one more hour or one more day in his life in this world he will go and preach the gospel.
所以他就在我妈妈的这个本上他就写了那个哥林多后书那一段。
And in the notebook of my motherhe wrote the First Corinthians.
Second
Corinthians.
就是第四章第
Chapter 4.
十六节
Verse 16.
到第十八节
To 18.
他说外体虽然毁坏内心却一天心思一天。我们这自战自清的苦手要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Which verse?
Sixteen to eighteen, chapter four.
Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
感谢神，我们的弟兄所做的见证是。
Thank the Lord that our brothers test for our brothers' testimony.
是做耶稣基督复活生命的见证。
That he has a testimony for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是活出主耶稣基督的生命，活出主耶稣基督性格的见证。
And the testimony is to live out the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
活在地上是为着神的旨意。
To live in this world is for the will of God.
不是为着自己。
It's not for ourselves.
是为了荣耀神。
It's to glory God.
我们下面我们来读几处的圣经。第一处的圣经就是我们来看在四福音里头讲到十字架，第一处我们看约翰福音第十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
我们从25、26节。
Verse 25 and 26.
今天如果圣经也找到，我们就一起来读。
We'll read it together.
就是我们从24节、25节。
Verse 24 and 25.
如果找到，我们就一起来读。 于是耶稣对门徒说，若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。我们一起读二十五节，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。我们一起读第二十五节，问中文、英文。马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 25.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我们一起来读。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
我们读二十五节啊，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。下一次我们看马可福音第八章。
And Mark chapter 8.
也是类似的。
And it's similar.
但是马可福音的里头有一句话是有点的不同。
It has a sentence that is slightly different.
这个不同特别是讲到凡是为我和福音丧命的。
And it's about
必得救。
For me and for the gospel will save it.
我们一起读第三十四节。
Let's read together verse 34.
对，三十四、三十五。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必得着生命。然后下面主要是讲到，人若赚得了全世界，丧失的生命又有什么意义？
And then following that, Jesus said, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, but to yet forfeit his soul?"
下面一处我们看，路加福音第十四章。也是讲到要背起自己的十字架来跟随神。
And next we read Luke chapter 14. Verse 26 and 27.
这边当然是讲到要背起自己十字架来跟随主，如果你要得着丰盛的生命，更丰盛的生命。
Here it says that you have to carry your cross in order to get an abundant life.
因为26节有弟兄来读，但主要是特别在这里讲到做门徒，怎么做门徒。
And here especially talk about how to be a disciple.
请你注意听第26节。人到我这里来，
若不 If anyone comes to me,
爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹。和自己的生命就不能做我的门徒。可是在原文的意思里头，他是讲说胜过，那是什么意思？
And in the original text it means how to overcome.
那另外一个翻译是什么意思？那个字是不是就是恨恶自己的魂生命？
And it says you hate your own life.
当然在这里不是说要恨恶你的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姐妹和自己的生命。
And it's not to say you hate his father and mother and wife and children and your own life.
那个意思就是说我们跟爱主要超过我们的亲戚朋友，甚至于超过我们自己。
It talks about that our love for God has to be over the love of our relatives and our brothers and sisters and even our own life.
最后一处我们看彼得前书第五章。
And finally we read 1 Peter chapter 5.
这边是特别讲到彼得告诉我们怎么样能够活出主顺服的性格来。
Here it tells us how we can live a humble life.
第五节啊，有个弟兄来念，弟兄什么样的
？Verse five，
从第五节，我们已经念到十一节。
And we will read until verse 11。
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的， 就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候必叫你们升高。你们要叫一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是这样经历这样的苦难。那是诸般恩典的神曾在基督召你们，使他享永远的荣耀，使你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你为我们使埋葬的从死里复活。
Lord, we thank you for dying for us and was buried and rose again.
父神，就你高升，把超乎万民之上名赐给你。
And the Father raised you up and give you the name above all names.
把最高的荣耀赐给你。
And give you the highest glory.
我们谢谢你给我们走出一条十字架道路的榜样。
And we thank you for walking out a way, an example of the way of the cross.
叫我们知道怎么样行走在这个地上。
So that we know how to live in this world.
怎么样能够得着你的生命。
How we can receive your life.
怎么能够活出你的生命，活出你的品格来。
How we can live out your life and your character.
叫我们的生命更多像你。
And our life would be more like you, yours.
也愿意更多人愿意我们愿意来信耶稣。
And that more people are willing to come believe in Jesus.
愿荣耀赞美尊贵都归给你。
May glory and honor be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What is the topic that we were sharing lately? What is that topic? To live is Christ.
然后我们记得高弟兄就给我们讲到活着就是基督的一个大纲，对不对？一个 introduction.
And you remember, Robert gave us the introduction.
我们也记得洪牧师跟我们交通到什么是基督徒。
And Reverend Fang shared with us what is a Christian.
基督徒他用英文这个字就是 Christ， 就是只有基督，我是一无所有。
And in the word Christian means only Christ, and for me, I'm nothing.
基督徒就是信耶稣的人。
And Christians are the ones who believe in Jesus.
基督徒是愿意遗嘱同时同埋葬同复活的人。
Christians are ones who are willing to die and buried and rose again with Christ.
基督徒是愿意做耶稣的门徒的人。
Christians are the ones who are willing to be the disciples of Christ.
耶稣所说的话都愿意顺服，都愿意实行出来。
And willing to obey and live out his commands.
我们都知道基督徒这个字名称是从哪里来。
Do you know where the word Christian came from?
是信耶稣的人的名称，还是不信耶稣的人、外邦的人的称呼？称呼信耶稣的人是基督徒。
And for those people who does not believe, they call the believers Christians.
我们都知道那是外邦人，不信耶稣的人称说这信耶稣人叫基督徒。
And the non-believers called the ones who believe Christians.
因为这信耶稣的人不只是用口传，他用生命来传。
Because they preach Jesus not only by words or their mouth, but also by their lives.
信耶稣的人是有耶稣的生命性情。 同时也能够活出他的生命性情跟品格来。
And they also live out the Jesus character.
信耶稣的人会吸引人。
Those who believe in Christ can attract others.
因为看见基督的丰盛、荣耀跟美丽。
Because they see God's Jesus' abundance through them.
所以人愿意来信耶稣。
So other people are willing to come and believe in Christ.
基督徒这个名称是一个荣耀的，是一个受一个吸引的名称在里头。
And so this name is one is attractive to people.
我们今天就讲到如何活出基督的品格。
So today we are talking about how to live out Christ's character.
或者活出基督的生命的特点。
And to live out the characteristics of Christ.
基督的生命有许多的特点。
And there's quite a lot of characteristics of Christ.
注意到两个重点。
I want to point out two of them.
主的谦卑跟主的顺服。
It's Christ's humility and his obedience.
谦卑和顺服不是你我的老旧人的生天然的生命所有的。
And humility is not something that is in our natural life.
谦卑和生命是主的生命，是主的性格，主的品格。
And humility is the life of Christ. It's the character of Christ.
题目如何活出基督的品格？
How do we live out the character of Christ?
那个答案。
And the answer.
就是十字架。
It's the cross, the cross, the cross.
十字架是说出主的死、主的埋葬和主的复活。
And the cross shows that Jesus' death and his burial and his resurrection.
十字架也说出信耶稣的人愿意与主耶稣同时同埋葬同复活。
And the cross also shows that those who believe in him is died with him, is buried with him, and rose again with him.
简单来说，什么是十字架？
So simply, what is the cross?
我们的主活在地上，他遵循神的旨意，不是以自己为中心。
And the Christ, when he lived on this earth, it is not centered on him.
十字架某一方面来讲，好像是痛苦的。
From one perspective, it seems like the cross is about suffering.
是悲惨的。
It's sad.
但是十字架的另外一面实际上是荣耀的，是美丽的。
But on the other hand, the cross is glory and it's also beautiful.
我们从使徒保罗见证可以看得出来。
And we can see it from Paul's testimony.
保罗看见基督的特性。
Paul saw Jesus' characteristics.
神本性一切的智慧和知识都在耶稣基督里头。
And all knowledge and wisdom are in Christ.
另外，保罗也认识神本性一切的丰富都在基督耶稣的里面。
And he also know that the fullness of Christ, all the fullness is in Christ.
所以有人说， 当神把他的儿子给了世人，给了你我，为了拯救我们的生命以后， 我们的神成了一个贫穷的神。
So somebody said that when the Father gave all that to Christ, it becomes a poor God.
因为神的一切的最好，一切的丰盛都在基督的里面。
Because all of the fullness is in Christ.
他把基督给我们是 剩下来，他最好的已经是一无所有。
And he gave all his best so that he has nothing left.
使徒保罗的经验是这样说。
And Paul's experience said,
我们都知道 他是法利赛人。
We know that Paul is a Pharisee.
另外，神借着他写了十三本的圣经，新约圣经。
And also, God through Paul wrote the 13 books in the Bible.
他是绝对遵守律法的法利赛人。
He is the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
但他的结果结论是什么？
And what was his conclusion?
只是我先前以为有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
And whatever was to my profit, I now consider as loss for Christ's sake.
不但如此，我也将万事看作是有损的。
I consider everything loss compared to a surpassing greatness.
因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
For I know our knowing Christ is the surpassing greatness.
如果活出基督的品格,
and if living out the character of Christ is,
就是借着十字架能够活出基督的谦卑，活出基督的顺服。
That through the cross we can live out Christ, the humility of Christ and the obedience of Christ.
这个是我们刚刚我们所交通过的基督的丰盛，那么在哥罗西书有讲到智慧和知识。
And so this is what we just shared is on the abundance of Christ.
因为基督一切的丰盛在基督里头，认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And that all the fullness of the deity is in Christ.
那么下面讲到如何活出基督。
Next we're talking about to live as Christ.
基督活在地上的道路就是十字架的道路。
And the way of the way of Christ on this earth is the way of the cross.
在约翰福音五章十九节里头，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。”
And Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 19, I tell you the truth, the Son cannot do anything, do nothing by himself. He can.
耶稣是以神的旨意为中心，不是以自己为中心。
And Jesus centered on the will of Christ, not on himself.
约翰福音五章十九节 是这样讲，然后约翰福音第十章十七、十八节就告诉我们。
And John chapter 10 verse 17 and 18 also says,
耶稣是自己心甘情愿舍命。
That Jesus laid down his life.
但是他有选择，他可以不舍命。
He can not lay down his life.
但是为了拯救你我。 他甘心的舍弃自己的生命，
but because he wants to save us, he's willing to lay down his life.
这个是我们的主在地上实在是走十字架的道路。
So our Lord on this earth really walked the way of the cross.
另外我们刚刚袁弟兄念到腓立比书第二章第八节，实在十字架上。
And also just now we read Philippians 2:8.
这个是主谦卑顺服的最高的见证跟表现。
To die on the cross is his highest testimony of his obedience.
这段圣经有些弟兄讲到，耶稣基督是完全的降卑，是七个步骤的降卑，降卑到底，不能再低。
And he humbled himself, and there are 7 steps, and to the point that he cannot get any lower.
但相对的，父神把他高升，也高升到七步，到达最高的点，最高的荣耀。
And at the same time, when he was, God raised him in 7 steps to the point, to the highest point.
我们的基督是生在马槽的里头。
And our Lord was born in the manger.
他生在一个贫穷的家庭，木匠的家庭的里面。
He was born to a poor family in a
所以他们献祭的时候不是献牛羊，他们是献。 献那个斑鸠。
So they did not offer sheep or ox, but a bird.
耶稣说， 天空的飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞，人子没有枕头的地方。
And our Lord said that the birds of the air has nests, and but there's no place for the Lord to lay his head.
死的时候，他的坟墓还是借来的坟墓。
And his the tomb was borrowed.
我们的主一生的路是十字架的路。
And our Lord's whole life is the way of the cross.
他给我们的路，你我走在地上的路也是十字架的路。
And the way he gives us is also the way of the cross.
这个是能够活出基督生命品格的一个秘诀。
And that is that's the secret of walking to live on this earth.
刚刚我们读了三处马太、马可、路加，我已经讲到十字架。
And we just read the three Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's about the carrying the cross.
要你我天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
That we have to bear the cross daily to follow Christ.
我们愿意丧失我们自己的老旧的魂的生命，为了得着主更丰盛的生命。
And that we are willing to lose our old self to gain the life of Christ.
怎么样活出基督的品格？
How do we live out the Christ's character?
第一个，我们的诗班今天也是帮我们念的这一处的圣经，对不对？王明弟兄。
And just now, the choir had read the verse for us.
一个信耶稣的人是听得到主的声音，因为是主的羊。
And one who believes in Christ would hear the voice of Christ because he is the shepherd.
一个有主的生命性格是一个谦卑的人，谦卑人怎么样？
And one who has the character of Christ is a humble person. How does a humble person behave?
我们一起来读，这边是怎么讲？
Let us read together.
快快的听，我们一起来。快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。我们这个英文弟兄，念英文弟兄，你们可以一起来。Sweet to hear, slow to speak, slow to rage. 今天人的问题在哪里？人的问题是自我为中心。
What's our question today? It is that we are self-centered.
人为什么会吵架？
Why do we quarrel?
因为是慢慢的听。
Because we're slow to listen.
因为是快快的说。
We're quick to say, to speak.
因为是快快的动怒，对不对？
And we're quick to wrath.
在这里，一个谦卑的人给我们一个提醒：当我们跟人沟通讲话的时候。
And when we talk to others.
我们需要能够听到对方所讲话是什么话。
We need to be able to listen to what the other person say.
他真正的意思是什么？
What is the true meaning?
不要自我为中心，自己做一个判断，认为他的意思是什么。
Do not be self-centered and make a judgment about others, what they mean.
我们不仅要能够知道听得到人外面的话。
Not only we have to hear what they say,
你有能够听到他里面所没有说出来的话，
but we also have to understand what they really mean.
这样子我们就能够活出主的生命，主的品格来。
That's the way that we can live out Christ's character.
另外我们有讲到，不只是说听反应，不然我们讲到讲话回话的时候，这边的话就告诉我们要回答温和 soft answer.
So, not only we have to listen, but we have to, when we respond, we have to have a soft answer.
所以这个是箴言十五章第一节所告诉我们的。
And it's in Proverbs chapter 15 tells us that.
回答温和使怒消退。
A gentle answer turns away wrath.
言语暴虐触动怒气。
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
如果我们经常能够活出基督的谦卑的性格，快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，我们就能够与人有和平。
If we often have live out Christ's character and quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become anger, then we have peace with others.
第二个讲到《以弗所书》四章十五节，用爱心说诚实话。
And next we have Ephesians chapter 4:15 says we have to speak the truth in love.
今天人的你我的问题，不单是说话或者说诚实话的问题。
Today our problems is not only people problem, but also being able to speak the truth.
我们是说诚实话，但是可能没有主的爱，主的爱心在里头。
Many times we may speak in truth, but we don't have God's love.
如果我们不关心对方，用对方的观点来想问题。
If we care about the other person and we look at the problem from their perspective,
我们只想到自己要怎么讲就怎么讲。
Then we will not say whatever we want to say.
虽然讲的话都是实话，
even though it is the truth,
但是对方的反应可能就造成一种没有安全感。
But the other person's response would be they do not have any, they don't feel comfortable.
那对方可能也不愿意非常打开心里头，然后说出他心里的话来。
So they would not speak what's in their heart.
那对方可能的反应，他是一方面隐藏自己里面的愤怒。
They may not show their anger that's inside them.
另外，他自己的会产生一种自卫 self protection 的反应。
And maybe he will be protecting themselves.
所以在除了爱的里头，我们不只是说话，我们真是能够说出彼此造就的话，来解决我们之间彼此的问题。
So maybe what we can do is speak to edify each other.
我们下面就讲到另外一件事。
Next we talk about another.
这个是继续讲到谦卑，对不对？谦卑特别，下面我们一处特别讲到鉴察跟试验。
And next we talk about search and test.
有一首诗歌，也是我们的诗歌所有的。
And there's a hymn in our songbook.
神啊，求你鉴察我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念。
In Psalm 139 verse 23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
我们需要圣灵的帮助，真正的了解我们自己。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us to understand ourselves.
往往我们需要圣灵的恩典，让我们知道我为什么生气。
Often we need to know why are we angry.
我想这一点是非常的重要。
And this is very important.
生气是你我往往生活的表现。
Anger is a common occurrence in our lives.
当我们与人有之间有冲突的时候
，When we have a conflict with others，
有人说我们很容易用愤怒来作为自我的保护。
Many times we use anger to protect ourselves，
因为认为这样子做的时候会使自己更安全。
Because we think that is safe， that will keep us safe。
但是那个结果并不能解决问题。
But the result is it does not solve any problems。
我们需要借着圣灵的鉴察试验
，and through the Holy Spirit to search and test us，
基督的宝血能够洗净你我的罪
，and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse our sins，
我们就能够活出主的谦卑跟主的和平来
，then we can live out Christ's humility and peace。
下面就我们讲到跟哥罗西后书十二章十节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10.
保罗讲他什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强。
Paul says whenever he is weak, he is also strong.
另外一处保罗说到他 乐意夸耀自己的软弱。
So he is delighted to proclaim his weakness.
夸耀自己的软弱，在基督里头是一种谦卑的表现。
And to proclaim one's weakness is to show your humility.
同样的事，同样的话，但结果是不同。
The same words, but the results might be different.
我想经常丈夫妻子之间经常会讲说你真是使我生气。
And between husbands and wives, many times you may say, they may say, you make me angry.
你真是伤害我。
You hurt me.
这个不是夸耀自己的软弱。
And this is not to proclaim one's weakness.
这是说出对方的软弱。
It's to show the weakness of the other party.
借着神的恩典，我们可以这样讲，用另外一句话来说。
Through the grace of God, we can change that a little bit and say.
他说你这样做，你这样说，使我很生气。他不是讲对，他就问你，他说你这样做的时候，使我自己很生气，我自己很受伤。
When you do this, it makes me angry, or I get hurt.
那个点是不是在用你的指头在指向对方，乃是指向自己。
And this is not to point at the other's fault, but to point towards yourself.
保罗说：“我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。”
Paul said, "For when I'm weak, then I'm strong."
下面一个就是讲到加拉书六章五节，个人要担当自己的担子。
And next we have Galatians 6:5 says, "For each one should carry his own load."
那个担子另外一句话就是责任。
And this load is the responsibility.
根据那个婚姻的那个 consultant 这些婚姻的协调专家。
Marriage counselor.
十个九个就总是说丈夫的错。不是妻子的错，或者妻子的错，不是丈夫的错，都是对方的错，自己没有错。
Nine out of ten always point out the other party's weakness or the other's fault.
当我们互相指责的时候，那问题永远没有解决。
So the problem is never solved.
你唯有活出基督的谦卑，担当自己的担子，那个愿意负自己责任的时候，问题才有可能有机会能够解决。
Only if you live out Christ's character and willing to be responsible for your own burden, then you can solve the problem.
另外还有机会在基督里头能够成长。
And then you can have the opportunity to grow in Christ.
如果能够活出基督的品格，
if you can live out the character of Christ.
如何能够活出基督的顺服？
If you can live out the obedience of Christ.
我们刚刚看了彼得前书，彼得的劝勉。
Just now we saw in 1 Peter his encouragement.
在圣经里头，罗马书就给我们讲到一件事情，罗马书六章十六节，顺从水就做水的奴仆。
In Romans 6:16 it says, if you obey,Whoever you obey, you are that person's slave.
人活着需要找一个主人，人活着永远是仆人。
And when you live, you're always slave to somebody.
罗马书告诉我们，如果我们不是成了耶稣的仆人，义的奴仆，就是罪恶的奴仆，就是魔鬼的奴仆。
And Romans tells us that if you're not the slave of righteousness, then we are slave to sin.
我们知道神是爱，对不对？神爱我们。
We all know that God is love, and God loves us.
神安排各种不同的权柄，在哥林多书信里头告诉我们第十章，是为了造就我们，不是为了败坏我们。
And it tells us that God put all this authority over us to help us grow.
神给我安排的，我们要顺服政府的单位，在社会上，在家庭里头，教会，并在家庭的里面安排各种不同的人，我们需要顺服。
And we have to obey people in the government, in the at the church and at home.
顺服到底是什么？
So what is obedience?
是不是重点是摆在我们顺服的对象是怎么样？
Is it because of who the person that we have? Is it based on who we are obeying?
或者是重点重点在我们自己的身上？
The focus is actually on ourselves.
神对着顺服，对我们每一个人都有一个真实属灵的功课。
God gives us a spiritual lesson in obedience for everyone.
我们刚刚讲到在家庭里头，甚至告诉我们要孝敬父母，对不对？
We're to respect our parents.Obey our parents at home.
使徒彼得告诉我们，我们需要顺服年长的。
And we have to obey the elders.
为什么需要顺服年长？为什么？
Why do we have to obey those who are older?
是因为他年纪比较大。
Is it because they're older?
主要原因乃是因为他时间活在神面前长久，他接受主耶稣的对付的时间也比较长久。
It's because he has lived in, before God longer and has been dealt with longer.
不过感谢主，使徒彼得跟我讲到，不只讲到顺服年长，实际上说我们要谦卑束腰，彼此的顺服。
First Peter also tells us that we have to obey one another, submit to one another.
许多的时候，我们有顺服的时候，我们有不顺服的时候，对不对？
And many times we have times that we submit and other times that we do not submit.
我们往往觉得，如果那一个人是可以尊敬的，是我所佩服的，他的权柄是对的，那么我就应当顺服。
And if that person has my respect and I will submit to that person.
如果那个权柄是一个错误的权柄，那我会考虑不顺服。
And maybe if that person does not have the right authority, then I will not submit.
所以是说，如果你顺服的对象是你所愿意顺服的，这个就顺服就没有问题。
And there's no problem if the person is somebody you're willing to submit to.
经常产生问题是觉得你我不能够顺服的时候才产生的问题。
Many times it's because we cannot submit, that's when the problem comes.
每个人都要负责任，我们要顺服对象，他需要在神面前负责任。
And everyone has to be responsible about their submission.
他做了对，做了错，他要在神面前负责，神会审判他。
And we have to be responsible before God because God will judge.
重要的神所看见的乃是说到我这个人对于不能顺服的环境我是怎么样的反应。
And the important thing is how do we respond in an environment where we do not want to submit.
在不能顺服的时候顺服神给你我的是一个试验。
AndIn a situation where we cannot submit, it is a test from God.
是一个考验。
It is a trial, test.
什么是圣经中有哪一位是真正显明父顺服的榜样？当然，我们的主耶稣基督。
Other than our Lord Jesus Christ, who did not, who is an example of one that submit?
他是一个没有罪的。
Our Lord does not have any sin.
他没有理由要钉十字架。
And there's no reason for him to be crucified.
但是因着爱，在爱的里头往往是不讲理由的。
And because of his love, many times there's no, there doesn't need to be a reason.
在圣经中， 神的仆人大卫一直成了我的光照。
And David continued to enlighten me.
他小的时候就被他的父亲所忽略。
And he was neglected by his parents when he was young.
当撒母耳要去寻找王的时候，就把撒母就把大卫漏掉。
And when Samuel came to anoint to look for the king, they missed David.
撒母说：“不是还有一个小儿子吗？叫他出来。”
And Samuel said, "Didn't you have a youngest son? Can you call him out?"
但是大卫是给他一个谦卑顺服的性格。
And David has a humble and obedient heart.
他照样顺服他的父亲去放羊，也就是说叫他去看他哥哥，然后他就去看他哥哥。
And he obeyed his father to go tend the sheep and to go check on his brothers.
有一天他击杀了哥利亚。
And one day he killed Goliath.
就引起了扫罗王的嫉妒跟愤怒。
And he caused King Saul's jealousy.
我们也知道主是要设立撒母耳，他也被告成了将来的王。
And Samuel was planning to anoint David to be the future king.
大卫被扫罗追赶。
David was chased by Saul.
好像一条死狗一样。
It's like a dog.
大卫有两次的机会可以击杀扫罗。
David has two opportunities to kill King Saul.
有一次甚至于他的手下说：“你不必自己动手，我帮你解决，把扫罗王解决掉。”
And even one of his soldiers said he can take care of Saul. David doesn't have to kill him.
大卫说：“我不能够伤害神的受膏者。”
But David said, "I cannot hurt the one who's anointed by God."
顺服在大卫面前成了一个试验。
So this submission becomes a test.
看他是不是真实的愿意顺服神。
That is David really willing to obey God?
他说愿意被神所制作雕刻，能够更像主的形象。
And he's willing to be shaped into the likeness of Christ.
大卫在圣经里头告诉我们，虽然他是一个不完全的人，但是告诉我们他是一个合神心意的人。
Even though David is an imperfect person, but he is a man after God's own heart.
他的一生是充满歌颂赞美的人。
His whole life is filled with praise and.
我们都知道诗篇里头写最多诗篇的当然是大卫王自己。
So he is the most prolific author in Psalm.
总结来说。
So.
如何让人看见基督徒能够羡慕做基督徒，能够叫我们更多像主，人能够信耶稣。
How can we have other people who would want to believe in Jesus?
我们来看保罗所说，看以耶稣基督为至宝。
And one is to see that our Lord Jesus Christ has this surpassing greatness.
愿意更多得到他的生命，
and willing to have his life more abundantly.
也愿意跟随我们的主，天天背起自己十字架来跟随神。
And willing to follow him and bear our own cross.
天天恨恶自己的魂生命，天天得到主的生命，丰盛、平安、喜乐、荣耀的生命。
And to hate our own life, but to want to have the life of our abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让神得着一切的至高的尊贵和荣耀。
And may the Lord have the highest honor and glory.
感谢神恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace on us.
天天活出主的荣美。
And every day live out God's beauty.
荣耀的生命。
His glorious life.
谦卑顺服的生命,
His humble and obedient life.
我叫神把得救人数加添在他自己国度的里头。
And he would add to the numbers in his kingdom.
我想我们今天的信息就停在这里。
感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起起立，唱一首短诗301首。